your own business. It's a successful business, your dream career. Then what is stopping you? Oh, let me guess. Is it because of all those tedious and complex processes that you have to go through? Well, then I think it's time to discuss about one-person company. Hi everyone, I'm Ashisha C. Rajan, and today we'll be discussing about one-person company. So before discussing what is one-person company, let's know why one-person company came into existence at the first place. So one-person company, aka OPC, came into existence so that a single person can start their own company. Earlier, if a single person wanted to start their own business, the only option for them was sole proprietorship. And the major disadvantage of sole proprietorship is that the owner itself is liable to all the liabilities. That is, they have to pay up the liabilities with their own private assets. And if they wanted to start a business with limited liability, the option for them was a private limited company. And in this, there is a minimum requirement of 2 members. Therefore, they have to drag someone else who is not as interested as they are towards the business. And obviously, this is not a good option for the success of the business. We have already discussed about the different types of business structures available in India. If you haven't watched it yet, then we will provide the link towards the video in the description box below. One-person company was introduced in the Companies Act of 2013 to meet all these problems that we have just discussed. With the introduction of OPC, now a single person can start their own limited company. It is considered as a separate legal entity having a perpetual succession. As it is a limited company, it has to be registered with the Ministry of Corporate Affairs. By now, I think we have understood what is OPC and why it came into existence. It is time to discuss about the pros and cons of OPC. Everyone likes to hear good things first, so first we will discuss about advantages and then we will discuss the disadvantages. The major advantage of OPC is that it is highly flexible and has fewer compliance requirements compared to that of a private limited company. There is also a separation between the management and ownership in OPC. The next advantage is that it is considered as a separate legal entity. That is, the owners are not as liable to all the liabilities. They are only liable to the amount that they have subscribed to during the incorporation of the business. This sort of business is also very easy to handle. A single owner runs the company and it is easy to handle the administration and operations. One-person company also has higher creditability compared to that of a sole proprietorship sort of business. Now, let's look into the major disadvantages of OPC. The very first one is that it is only suitable for small businesses. That is, if your business ever grows in the near future, then you cannot add more shareholders or members. The next one is that it cannot carry out non-banking financial investment activities, which even includes the investment in securities. OPC is also not a good option if you are a small startup that is looking for funding from venture capitalists or angel investors. Now let's see what are the basic documents that is required for the registration of OPC. The first one is the copy of the owner's PAN card. Then you need is a passport size photograph of the owner. For verification, you need to submit either the copy of Aadhaar card or the copy of your voter's ID. If you own the property, then you also need to submit the property papers. Now let's see what are the different steps that is involved in the registration process of OPC. The very first step is to obtain the digital signature certificate for the proposed director. Once you receive the digital signature certificate, the next thing is that you have to apply for director identification number for the proposed director from SPICE. Next is one of the important and crucial steps. It is the name approval application. You have to decide the name of the company while you're incorporating the business itself. The name can be approved in the SPICE Plus 32 application form. Once the name has been approved by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs, the next thing is to draft the MOA and AOA, that is Memorandum of Association and Article of Association. Once you have drafted it, you have to submit it to the ROC, that is Registrar of Companies. Memorandum of Association consists of the objectives that has to be followed by the company. It also states the nature of the business for which it has been incorporated. The last step that is included is the issuing of Certificate of Incorporation. Once it has been issued by the Registrar of Companies, then you can commence your business. Here, I have not covered the entire process of registration. So if you have any queries or doubts, or you need more assistance in registration processes, you can contact Purple Love for more details. Parpala has a collective experience of registering over 500 companies within a short span of 4 years. We ensure a long-lasting relationship with our corporate clients by catering to their professional requirements with utmost care. Now get to know your business better with Parpala. This is me, Ashisha, signing off, and I hope you understood about OPC better. See you in next video. Until then, bye.